Hello, this is Hisham Ilgamar speaking about cardiovascular examination station, heart examination in case of MRCP basis clinical examination. In this podcast, this is part 10, speaking about prosthetic valves. When you are in the cardiovascular or heart examination, the examiner will give you short instruction. And they will ask you to examine the heart of this patient. By scanning and the screening, visual screening of the case, you have to look for scars. Scars is the first sign which give you a clue that this case has a previous surgery. And also, it can be a prosthetic valve. So, what is the possibilities of these scars? Number one, midline sternotomy. You put in your differential diagnosis in your mind that it can be CABG or aortic valve replacement or mitral valve replacement. If you have seen lateral thoracotomy scar, you think of mitral valve replacement, mitral valvotomy, coarctation repair, or shunt of leloc to sew shunt. And looking for the scars, you may see subclavicular scar. You have to think of pacemaker and anticubital fossa. You look for a scar or needle mark. It can be angiography, groin, also angiography. Legs, you have to look for saphenous vein harvest for CABG surgery. So, I'm now speaking about different valve replacements. First one is aortic valve replacement. What you hear or what sign will be in aortic valve replacement? I classify this into two categories. Or two groups of signs you may come across, either normal or abnormal. So, in aortic valve replacement, normal you may hear an opening click and ejection systolic flow murmur. Also, you will hear metal prosthetic closing click instead of second component of or aortic component of second aortic second heart sound. So to summarize, in normal, mainly you will hear aortic metallic or prosthetic closing click in as a second heart sound, and also opening sometimes opening click and ejection systolic flow murmur. Abnormal, you may hear aortic regurgitation, and also you can hear decrease intensity of the closing click. In examination of MRCP, they brought a case of like patient is not in acute condition. Patient is stable to go through the examination. So you are expected to see a patient with aortic valve, prosthetic aortic valve, but normal function, or dysfunction with regurgitation. But most probably, you cannot differentiate if this intensity of sound is decreasing or not decreasing, because you will never see the patient before the exam session. Now coming to mitral valve replacement. Normal also and abnormal. Normal signs, in the first heart sound, you will hear metallic prosthetic closing click and maybe opening click in early diastole, plus or minus low frequency diastolic rumble. Abnormal, you may hear mitral regurgitation, and remember, as I mentioned before, a patient is stable, is suitable to come to the examination with mitral regurgitation, but without much, like there is no decompensation. and also in abnormal of mitral valve prosthetic valve replacement, you may hear decrease intensity of the closing plaque. You have to remember before scanning of the patient, visual survey of the patient, auscultation by normal ear, you can hear the metallic sound like watch tick. But remember also that in recent valve prosthetic valves, you may not hear this. So you depend mainly on visualization of scars in the chest of the patient and the type and timing of prosthetic click or sound. How to proceed in this case? The examiner may ask you, after you present the finding, examiner may ask you how to proceed. You tell the examiner, I would like to look and examine the patient for any complications like bacterial endocarditis, valve failure, and also giving anticoagulation, and also to give the patient diuresis and look for anemia. The examiner may, and you have to, if there is like, also you have to tell the examiner, I would like to proceed to look for the cause of the abnormality. So if you see abnormality in the valve, like regurgitation, in addition that you mentioned to the examiner that I have to look for complication, tell the examiner that since I have seen my regurgitation through the prosthetic valve, I would like to investigate for the cause. And remember, some examiners are asking about success rate or mortality rate or survival rate. This is not uncommon question in basis examination in anesthesia. So mortality of cardiac valve replacement is the operative mortality is from 3 to 5%, and survival rate is 90 to 95% over 5 years. Examiner may ask you, or you volunteer if you have time in the presentation, that you can speak about complications. Complications, the most common is thromboembolism, which can occur from 1 to 2% per year, despite use of anticoagulation of warfarin. 1% bleeding, prosthetic valve dysfunction, this is as a late complication, left ventricular failure, hemolysis from the mechanical effect of the valve on the bloodstream, and also infective endocarditis. And infective endocarditis need valve replacement. Mortality, if it happened with prosthetic valve, mortality rate may reach up to 60%. Examiner may ask you, what are the common bacterial infection in infective endocarditis with prosthetic valve? You have to answer early or late. Early, less than 2 months, bacteria is staph epidermidis, and late, it can be strep viridans. This is the end of prosthetic valve examination of the case in basis examination, clinical examination of MRCP UK. Remember that because rheumatic heart disease is less common nowadays, you may find a prosthetic valve case in heart station is common, especially in elderly people. This is the end of podcast on cardiovascular examination by Dr. Hisham El-Gamal.